Hi, Jay Mickelson.
Pleasure to be here.
Tell everybody where here is.
We're in a very advanced recording studio located at Dan's secret Bond lair in Westchester County.
This is the first in-person podcast I have done since the pandemic. And you know the last in-person podcast I did?
Was me with Luana Marquez.
Yes.
Yeah, back when we said, don't worry about coronavirus. Point of information, we didn't say that. We said, here's how to manage your worry about coronavirus.
Exactly. And we're now here to talk about how to manage our worry about something
even worse.
Yeah, even worse. Even worse.
There's a data point that I think it's about 55% of Americans under the age of 30 think that humanity is doomed. You know, and even if we allow some percentage of that for being like teenage angst or whatever, that's not all 55. I mean, that's a lot of people who really believe that, or at least say they believe it in response to a survey. And that should really give us pause. And they might not be totally wrong.
From Interfaith Alliance, this is State of Belief Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Welton Gaddy. 26 states are poised to ban abortion if Roe is struck down. How on earth did we get here?
Yeah, we got here through a lot of complacency on the left, honestly, about some of these judicial picks. You know, you and I have been talking about this for a decade now, yeah. And sometimes it's whistling in the wind. There is a sense that the right took the judiciary much more seriously than the left. They had a concerted effort. There's no left-wing equivalent of the Federalist Society and the Judicial Crisis Network. There are good organizations doing really good work, obviously. But in terms of the sort of master plan, in terms of the amount of money and amount of resources, the left was just outgunned on this.
Talk to me about the Federalist Society and the Judicial Crisis Watch and what their goals are and who they influence.
Well, that's right. I mean, just looking at the magnitude, this is one organization, the Federalist Society, that will, upon Justice Barrett's seemingly inevitable confirmation, have placed five justices on the Supreme Court, including the Chief Justice. They came through the same network, through the same sort of vetting process. They were put forward by the same people. And, you know, this isn't some conspiracy theory. I mean, this is happening right in the open. They don't deny any of this happening. What's perhaps conspiratorial is that we don't know who's paying for this. We don't actually know what their ultimate aims are. We can sort of intuit them based on the sort of religious fundamentalist angle and the pro-corporate angle of these judges and justices and how they've ruled. But the impact has just been enormous. President Trump has put 56 appellate court judges on the bench. 48 of them have come through the Federalist Society.
What is going to be the reaction to the mountain of scandals that continues to grow? Is there a breaking point for somebody even as not well-connected, but connected in a good way for this administration, as Scott Pruitt?
If there's a breaking point, it broke already. I mean, we've seen so many of these scandals, just lying to Congress. And, you know, irony of ironies, since, you know, Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, lying about the use of his personal email server. Mm.
Also, you're willing to talk about things that are considered pretty taboo in the meditation world. So I want to talk about that as well. But let me start at the beginning, which is how did you start meditating? Why?
Yeah, you know, I think I really, in Buddhist psychology, there are three types of people, greed, fear, and delusion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really a greed type. I just want every possible experience. I want to have the most wild, sensuous experiences, spiritual experiences. And that's actually what got me into it, which is a little unusual. Most people who get into meditation, you know, are experiencing suffering, right? And they want to, like, have less stress. For me, I just wanted to have awesome experiences, which is a really bad reason to get into meditation. It's sort of a terrible idea.
I also think that too often we as a country put our faith in our elected leaders. And I think that the one who can help to heal our land is the one who in Second Chronicles said, if my people will humble themselves and turn and face me and pray to me, I will heal their land. And that's what our nation needs to be doing, is more praying as opposed to getting more involved in political pointing fingers.
I'm sorry, isn't praying what the people in the synagogue were doing when they were gunned down?
Absolutely.
And President Trump says they should have an armed guard? I thought they were praying.